Good evening. Good evening. Welcome, everyone, to SharingJoyment.com. We begin by thanking our host, the one and only Jake Weinman. Thank you so much for what you do for us, bring us together every night of the week with incredible diligence, skill, technical skill, passion, and expertise. Really a very special person. All blessings. May they come your way. Likewise to all the other incredible technical assistants and sponsors. Thank again, of course, Mitch Green for his technical assistance, Rabbi Vayevsky for his encouragement, and all of our listeners. We want to acknowledge the sponsor of the shir tonight, who is dedicating the shir l'zecher l'ili nishmat manashi Yitzchak ben Aryeh, and his neshama have an aliyah. And a special call out to Rabbi Eli Neumann for his assistance as well. This week is Parsha Vayetze. It's a very long parsha. There are many different concepts, many ideas. I want to focus on something that we read about, not in this parsha at the moment, but in Parshas Kisavai, which takes us back to this parsha, or maybe not, maybe it takes us to another parsha, but what I'm trying to refer to is Lavan Ho'arami. This week's parsha, we get a very interesting look and a summary, an overview of who was this person, Lavan Ho'arami. This was the father-in-law of Yaakov Avinu. He was the brother of Rivka, the son of Bethuel. Parshas Kisavo, we learn about the mitzvah of Bikurim, and we actually say the Pesukim on the night of Pesach. It's something called the Vidui. Maybe that's not the correct term, but when the mitzvah of Bikurim is done, a farmer would bring a basket of fruit of the Zayin Minim to the Beis HaMikdash. It was an elaborate ceremony. As he would proceed, he would travel to the Beis HaMikdash to present his basket of first fruits to the Kohen, and he would then, as he arrived, recite a series of psukim, which we indeed recite and expound upon on the night of Pesach. And psukim begin, well, not part of the psukim, v'lokach ha-kohen ha-ten in yodecha, the Kohen takes the basket from your hand, v'inichal lefnei mizbach ha-shem lokecha, he puts it for the mizbeach, v'yonisa v'yomarata, you shall raise your voice, and you shall say lefnei ha-shem lokecha, arani oyved ovi. Okay, the psukim go on. Basically, it's a synopsis, a very short synopsis of Jewish history, our humble beginnings, our difficulties, our experience in Mitzrayim, until we finally captured, conquered the land, and developed the land, and have the opportunity to build a Beis HaMikdash and bring the first fruits. And the opening words are, Arami Oved Avi. A man from Aram, he attempted to destroy my father. Who is the Arami? Who is the subject of the word Arami? Who is the subject of Avi? The truth is there are many interpretations, but the most popular by all is what Rashi says, the Arami is Lavan Ho'arami. Lavan Ho'arami tried to destroy Yaakov Avinu, Avid Rashi, Arami, Avid Avi, Lavan Bikesh La'akor Es HaKol Kishrodaf Acha Yaakov. This is Parsha. He chased after Yaakov. He chased after him. He tried to destroy him. Because he planned to actually destroy Yaakov. So the Pasuk gives him credit as if he did, in order that he should suffer the consequences, the punishment. And Rashi goes on. I'd like to expand upon this Rashi. Lavan Bikesh La'akares HaKoil. Lavan wished to destroy everything. He pursued after Yaakov. Of course, it goes without saying, the simple interpretation of this is that after Yaakov worked by Lavan for 20 years, Yaakov fled. He did not tell him that he was leaving. He ran away, and Lavan chased after him. But I want to expand upon that. There was another event, another moment in the relationship of Yaakov and Lavan, where Lavan did something which many would, I think, agree is even worse than trying to murder Yaakov.
want to murder someone, you can hide, you can escape. It's obviously life and death. It's no small matter. But there's a very powerful pasuk in this week's parasha, which there's an enormous amount to learn from. First time Yaakov meets Lavan was against the backdrop of Yaakov meeting his daughter, Rachel. And it would appear to be a very romantic encounter. It says in the pasuk that Yaakov, he loved her. And he then met Lavan. And Lavan, he suggested the following idea. I love your daughter. Vayehav Yaakov es Rachel. Vayomer, he said, I'll tell you what. Avodcha sheva shanim. I'll work for her 7 years. B'rachel bitcha haketana. Lavan answers, Vayomer Lavan. Lavan says, okay. Toiv titi oisa lach. Mi titi oisa le'ish acher. Shva imadi. I believe personally that this pasuk yitess, perikof tess, is one of the most painful pasukim in the entire Torah. Lavan here is looking to marry off his daughters. He had at least, he had two daughters, Rachel and Leah. Rashi in this parasha tells us that Bilhah and Zilpah were also his daughters from a pilegesh, but they were his daughters. And obviously, a father's first obligation is to marry off his children, his daughters especially. In times of Chazal, in time of the Torah, it was different than it is today, but all cases, doesn't matter. Parents are, of course, always looking out to marry off their children, looking out for them. And he's looking to take a son-in-law. Yaakov walks in the door, all dressed up, ready for the first date. You would want to put it in modern terms. And the shver, the prospective shver, father-in-law says to the Eidim, prospective son-in-law, you know, you are not the type of boy I want. You just don't make the cut. I don't want you. I was looking for a doctor, a lawyer, or maybe I was looking for a boy who was in learning and you're working. I wanted someone tall, a wealthy family, whatever it is. You say to the boy, you're not what I had in mind. I don't want you. But you know something? There's a shirk crisis. So you know what? You're the second best. You're not a lichat chila. But you know what? I'll take what I can get. Here I am. I live in Choron. I don't have many options. My daughter is not in a good situation. The options are not very good. So you know what? I'll take you. And his words are, toiv titi oiso loch, mititi oiso le'ishacher. In essence, you're not what I want. But what else is out here? The other options are not too great. So you know what? You're the second best. You're a backup plan. You're not toiv. You're not the ideal chosan that I really, really want. You're just a bidyevet. You're just, this is the best I can do. And you should know that. This is a horrible, horrible crime that Lavan committed. All of your calculations of what you want, what you don't want, all of that is fine and good before you make a decision of who and what you want to pursue. When the boy walks in and you've already come to terms that this is who we are asking to date our daughter, the attitude has to be, this is the best boy. This is the biggest Talmud Chacham, the Prince Charming himself. To talk to a prospective son-in-law with an attitude, he just a bidyevet, creates from the very beginning of the marriage a complex that you are inferior. We don't want you. We don't like you. We're doing you a big favor by bringing you into our family. You're setting up the marriage with a poisonous, horrible foundation. Is that how you talk to a boy who will likely marry your daughter? You're no good. But what are my options? Toiv titi oisoloch mititi oisole ishacher. The best I can do. This is what it means, al derech derush. Arami oived ovi. An Arami, lovan harami, he tried to destroy Yaakov Avinu. He tried to put into him an inferiority complex. And that inferiority complex would destroy him, would make him vulnerable before Esav, would weaken him to have the stamina and the conviction to live out the brachos that he received from Yitzchak, the birchas Avraham. Yaakov Avinu had a lot of work to do to create Klal Yisrael in order to achieve the awesome achievement of to come to Eretz Yisrael, to build the Mizbeach, to build the Beis HaMikdash, to conquer the whole Eretz Yisrael, his descendants. As we find in the midst of Bikurim, do you know how much effort, how much emunah conviction, how much positive attitude a person needs? B'shvili nivra ha'olam. A person has to have self-worth, a mission, has to have pride in who he is. To achieve this momentous event where a farmer can work his own land to live the Baruch of Birchas Avram and come to Eretz Yisrael and come to the Beis HaMikdash, the Makam where the Shekhinah finds a permanent resting place and present to the Kohen his first fruits. How did that happen? It only happened because our ancestors were determined, had self-worth, had a positive attitude. But the Arami Oviravi, from day one, his desire was to destroy our minds, our convictions, our pride, our self-worth, by telling us, Toiv titi oisoloch mititi oisole yishacher. Now, let's contrast this with Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu is about to marry a woman, and he says, I'll work for her for 7 years. Later, he marries her, says to Lavan, my days are filled. Combine Rashi's, different Rashi's here in the Parsha. Rashi connects the Yomim Achodim that I mentioned here. Rivka says, I want you to go to my brother and spend there Yomim Achodim. A few days. Achodim comes from the root Echod, one. We all know that in grammar, when you add a Yud Mem to the end of a word, it transforms the word from one to many. Echod is one, Yud Mem is plural, two, at least two, a few days, a short period of time. And because Yaakov had such a love for Rachel, it seemed in his eyes, the period of time that he worked for her, to be just a short period of time, not a long period of time. And the question is, all of the commentaries ask the question that, what does that mean? If a person is looking forward to an event, if you're looking forward to a vacation, looking forward to something that you really enjoy, it's painful. Every moment that you wait is painful. How could it be that Yaakov Avinu said that the days, the 7 years that he worked for Rachel, were in his eyes, Vayiyu be'inav, ki yomim achodim, as only a few days? It was an eternity. If it's true that Yaakov loved Rachel and he looked forward to marrying her, then it should have felt like an eternity, even one day, to wait until he could marry her. 7 years? This is an eternity. How could it possibly be? Vayiyu v'inav kiyamim achodim. So he says, called Mar Pei Loshein, and he says what the pshat really means, or a pshat. And he explains in the most incredible twist on this pasuk, Yaakov Avinu, he comes to the well, and he sees Rachel. Vayehav Yaakov es Rachel. Yaakov said to himself, you know, this girl is so good, is so special. She's one of a kind. There is no one in the world like her. It would be worthy for me to work for her for 100 years, to slave away, slave labor, to merit to marry Rachel. I'm willing to work my whole life, 100 years, for such a girl, the most intense hard slave labor, and all I have to work is 7 years? What a bargain. It's kiyomim achodim. This is a few, 7 years. It's a long, painful wait. But it's yomim achodim relative to what I would be willing to do to marry Rachel. In other words, Yaakov in his own mind, and he later expresses this explicitly to Lavan, Rachel, there's no one like her in the whole world. She's a princess, she's a queen, there is no one like her in the whole world. I'll be willing to work my whole life for her. Look at the contrast between Yaakov and Lavan. Yaakov says to Lavan, it's a bargain to work for her for 7 years. She's so special. She's so unique. She's so precious. I would work for her my whole life. And Lavan says to him, Yaakov, you're a piece of garbage. I don't want you. I don't want you. I don't need you. I have a problem. There's no one else for her to marry. So nu, toiv titi oisolach mititi oisole ishacher. Look at the difference between Lavan and Yaakov. How much Yaakov appreciated who he's marrying, and how much Lavan not appreciate who he's giving his daughter to. At the end of the parsha, we find something very bizarre. Yaakov, after working for 20 years, had enough. Enough is enough. There's only that much garbage you can take. And after Hichlis es maskurti aseres mayinim, he says, I'm out of here. I can't take this anymore. This nonsense. So what would the average man do? He would say, walk home, come home, and say, wife, Rachel, Leah, we're leaving. And that would be the end. But instead, he takes them out into the field, and he has a conversation. Would you like to leave? Maybe yes, maybe no. Why wouldn't they want to leave? Why does he even need to take them out into the sode, into the field, and attempt to explain to them, why is that necessary? Why couldn't Yaakov just say, we're going, we're going? And the answer possibly is because Lavan did such a job on his daughters. The attitude of toif titi oisalach mititi oisale ish acher lingered for 20 years. If this is what he said in the very beginning, he put this into his daughters, maybe Yaakov would want to leave and they wouldn't want to go. But then they said that we're nochuyos by our father. This is the moment of truth. It's where they express that, Yaakov, we appreciate you the same way you appreciate us. We have nothing from our father. Nothing. They were saying that the attitude, the destructive, ugly attitude of Arami Oivid Avi, Toiv Titi Oiso Loch Miditi Oiso Ish Acher, that does not speak for us. Although he is our father, although he may have raised us with this attitude relating to you, he may have attempted to impart in our minds this poison, we are our own independent people, and we know who you are, and we appreciate you equal to how much you appreciate us. And we're with you 100%. We have nothing from our father. Doesn't just mean we have nothing from our father in terms of assets, wealth, money. We don't share his attitude. We don't share this ugly attitude of you're just a bidi evet. You're just second. You're not the ideal person. We reject that. We share nothing of that attitude, and we are fully with you. We appreciate you, and we will go with you wherever you want. The Musar Haskel of this idea is a person has to appreciate, number one, who they are, and never let anyone get you down. Person expresses an opinion which puts oneself in the bad light. That's that person's problem. That's not true. Person has to have self-esteem, a healthy dosage of self-esteem. Of course, gaiva is poison, but self-esteem, healthy, It is critical. And furthermore, a person has to express his appreciation, the value of another person to the fullest extent possible. As Yaakov said to his wives, "Kiyom machodim, this is a bargain. 7 years, that's nothing. What you're worth. You're worth 100 years. And the beauty of how Rachel and Leah rejected the poisonous attitude of their father Lavan, the Arami Oyviravi, and as they said, "We're with you. We will be with you. We will travel with you." The words of the Pasuk are, "Vatan Rachel v'lei vatamar noloi, ha'oid lanu chelek v'nachla b'veis avinu." We have no portion and inheritance in the home of our father. We don't share his attitude. We appreciate you as a lichatchila, and we are part of you. May we all be able to follow in the ways that our holy patriarchs and matriarchs, in this case, Yaakov and Rachel and Leah, and merit a successful life of happiness with appreciating one another. Thank you for listening. Have a wonderful week. Best regards to all, and a good night.